As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
6:40, 7:13 till 7. Rough start, but Mike Strain's here to straighten things out. I'll tell you that. Mike Strain, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. How are you and Teddy getting along?
We're getting along fine. We love to play tennis. I got the tennis racket and knocked the ball. I got a wide yard, like 100 feet wide. So he goes and chases it and brings it back, and we have a good time. So how about Hootie?
Oh, Hootie's doing great. Every day is Hooterific. You know, so I'm trying to teach Hootie how to use the Frisbee. You know, she'll grab it and she'll look at it and say, wait, this isn't a ball. But I tell you, every day is good for Hootie. So out here on the farm, just having a glorious time. Had a wonderful Easter. How did you?
I did, Mike, real good. I'll tell you this about Teddy. I had a glove go missing yesterday, and I didn't have any evidence, and I thought it was him, and I accused him. And then I apologized to him for accusing him because it's easy to blame somebody, right? But guess what? He dragged it out in the yard. It was him after all.
Does it have any holes in it?
Had his little paw prints all over it.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, you know. Yeah, well, Hootie will steal things just to make you chase her, just in case. I mean, anything. It's all about the game. If you're a mechanic and I lay down, she'll grab that screwdriver and run about 10 feet, and I got to get up and go get it and come back.
Speaking of mechanicking, tell me about the tractor show in Washington Parish. I know you love your tractors.
Yes, absolutely. It's the International Harvesters. It's the Collectors group, and it's Chapter 31. It's May 2nd to the 3rd, free of charge, Washington Parish Fairgrounds. We're going to have antique tractors, a lot of antique Cubs, and the International Harvesters. We'll also have John Deere's and Cases. There'll be antique trucks, antique engines, some of the first engines ever built. There's swap meets, there's fun and food, and it's a whole lot of fun. So it's a really good time, and it's free, Washington Parish Fairgrounds. Come out and see all the old tractors and a few old geezers like me out there working on our tractors. But it's a lot of fun, and you can see where America started, you know, going back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution with these, we call them, hit-and-miss engines, and then, of course, all the antique tractors. It's a big deal for us because we're collectors, you know, so the antique tractors and all the people like us, and we have our show tractors out there. We also have some old working-class tractors. It's the ones that we use to farm and raise gardens with, garden tractors. So it's a lot of fun for everybody. It's free, and it starts at 8 a.m. It goes till, so Friday will be till dark, and Saturday till about nap time, 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a lot of fun. Everybody's got to come see.
A friend named Bo owns Bo's Generator, and I told him I'm going to go over there one day if I get a week of vacation and just learn small engine repair because it can't be that difficult, but yet I don't seem to grasp it. Let's talk about seafood strategy, Mike, and an executive order on seafood. What's all that about?
Yes. Well, that's an executive order that was signed by President Trump, and it's to enhance and strengthen American seafood. And so, you know, we're working here in the state, and we'll talk a minute about the seafood bill by Representative Kerner that we are involved in. But what the executive order is basically directing health and hospitals and also Department of Commerce to look at ways to enhance our domestic production. 90% of the seafood consumed in the United States is imported. But we have, you know, a massive amount of seafood that is available, you know, inland and off our coast, and also talk about aquaculture. So to grow our seafood industry, which will grow our economy, and then, you know, strengthen and protect our wild-caught seafood industry that has been hurt, again, by dumping from China and India, and also looking at all these parameters, but again, to rebuild our domestic seafood industry, and we're excited about that. And also, there is legislation going through, and this is by our own Troy Carter and Representative Higgins, that will give the United States government the authority to seize imported seafood if it is contaminated. As it is now, they can only turn it out and send it back out on the ocean. But the problem is that there's port shopping going on, and the exporters from those countries will try to find another way to bring that into the United States, knowing all full well that it is contaminated. Here in the State House, and we heard this bill this week, House Bill 652 by Representative Kerner, and that's for seafood safety and testing, and it's streamlining things. And what it's doing is it's moving things that were under CRT, the Lieutenant Governor's Office, into the Department of Ag. We've been working with the Lieutenant Governor's Office, because they don't have the necessary authorities, never did, to properly do that particular type of seafood testing. And so that's moving over to our agency. So we're continuing to streamline, and we are testing samples now, and we test for antibiotics and different antibiotics, and we're changing the different antibodies, but we're doing that here at the state, and if it's contaminated, then we report that to health and hospitals. So it's also on the state levels in multiple states. As ag commissioners, we petitioned the federal government to get more involved in seafood and sent a resolution from our national organization to Washington, and that was spearheaded by our Commissioner Miller, Sid Miller, out of Texas, and we all were part of that. And again, to strengthen our overall seafood programs.
Mike, I want to talk about the Plaquemines Parish Seafood Festival coming up this weekend for people that don't want to go, you know, across the river from the West Bank standpoint. But tell me about it.
Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And it begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow from 6 to 10:30. Saturday, the 26th, from 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Sunday, from 11:30 to 8:30. And, of course, there's carnival. And it's a $5 admission for adults, free for children 12 and under. Lots of local seafood. So, again, live music, arts, crafts, carnival rides, kids' tents, 5K race. And, look, it's really, really, it's in the northern part of Plaquemines Parish. Mm-hmm. And so it's on F. Edward Hebert Boulevard. So that's not far from your house.
Not at all.
It's very close to you.
Right by the big government complex. Big government complex that they got back there. A beautiful piece of land, really, back there.
Yes, you can't miss it. I mean, they are going to have shrimp, oysters, I see crabs, everything. And I'm sure there'll be some crawfish there. So it's, again, a celebration of seafood. And when's the last time you sat down and, well, I had oysters yesterday. Okay. Yeah. So, and we've been eating a lot of crawfish. The crawfish, look, it is time. You can find crawfish. You know, live crawfish under $2.50 a pound. You can buy shrimp, you know, under, you know, $5 a pound. All you got to do is shop around, and the seafood is really, really, really good. The oysters are great. Everybody needs to go to the Seafood Festival. Support our local fishermen. I guarantee you, because, look, health and hospitals are going to be checking. Everybody's going to be checking. It's going to be local seafood. So
Amen.
If you want the finest seafood in the world, you need to go to the Seafood Festival. It's going to be, how you say? It is going to be one good time.
It is. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. Mike Strain, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, well-respected veterinarian on the North Shore. 655, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.